Now you get that other type of that round stem, them for the flat stem, the round stem, they're all poison. And you can't stand that. You wouldn't eat them no way if you ever tasted one.
If a boy is similar in his appearance, if a boy has a big nose and his father has a big nose too, you would say that the boy, what, his father?
Resemble the paw or chip off the same old block.
Okay. Now, if a boy's appearance is like his father's, you say that he resembles his father.
Yes.
Now, if his behavior is like his father's, you say he, what?
His same father? Things, chip off the same old block, resemblance.
Okay. What do you call a woman who helps at childbirth who isn't a nurse?
Midwife.
Okay.
I've had to use them fast.
Have you?
Didn't have time to get the doctor there. Uh-huh. See, I raised 6 children.
Good gracious, you had a big family. You must have had your hands full.
More than my hands full. Didn't know what I know today if I'd have known what you know. Now, you could marry today and you wouldn't raise a whole family.
Uh-huh.
See what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that was my trouble. We didn't have, we weren't taught or trained, and we just overraised ourselves for our income.
Mm-hmm.
And it's I think it's a great thing if it is handled right.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, if a person comes to the country, if a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?
City guy.
Okay.
You can take the country, you can take the guy out of the country, but you can't take the country out of the man.
You've been watching the Salem commercials, too.
No, I always know that.
Yeah, they must have gotten that from that
yes.
saying.
That's an old saying from grandpa's back.
Uh-huh. Let's see now, if a country person goes into town, what might the city people call him?
Country backer.
Okay. How do you normally refer to a person whose skin is black?
Well, there's more than one way now, according to what tribe you came from. Now, most of our black people here originated from the Negro.
Uh-huh.
But now there are different Africans. It's a play in our ball games and things like that. It's not called a nigger.
Uh-huh.
Because he is not. You call him a Cuban or somebody. You know, this she's a player for the Atlanta Bunch. She's had to stay in the TB clinic. Didn't get to play this past season.
Mm-hmm.
On account of that. Now, he's a black person, but he's not a Negro. He's from a different tribe. Somewhere else, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He's from Puerto Rico,
mm-hmm.
if you speak it right. You see, but the majority of our colored people is Negroes.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But we have to call them colored people today under the setup.
Uh-huh. Well, now, if you got mad with a colored person, what might you call him? If you saw he was trifling or not?
I'd call him the same thing as I did when I was friendly with him.
Uh-huh.
Now, I don't use them fang words.
Okay. Okay.
The fact you, if I got mad at you, I wouldn't go to blaspheming you. I don't do that.
Well, now, let's see. If a white person gets mad with a colored person, he might call him a nigger. Now,
I call him a nigger anyhow.
Okay, fine.
And they don't get mad at me. None of them around. They didn't know me. They don't get mad at me.
Well, do you know any words that colored people might call white people behind their back if they got mad with white people?
Yes, but I wouldn't tell you some of the names they call.
Well, are there any of you could tell me?
Nothing but they just call them that white person, that white, what are you going to call? They don't call them mustard, nothing like that,
mm-hmm.
to your back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you take half of the colored people. Don't call you mustard mist today, no.
Yeah.
They don't call you mustard. Therefore, it's just plain language, unless you're mad at one, as you said just now, the language type. I don't use that, so I won't say what to do call it.
Okay. Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much, and his young son broke it. You might say that the man got awfully
mad or awful upset.